The Daily Office Readings for Friday.
From Proper 21 After Pentecost.
Psalm 102. Psalm 102 is a prayer for healing in sickness. The psalmist's situation is this. He is tormented by pain and accused by enemies of being forsaken by God because of his wretched condition. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is stricken and withered like grass. I am too wasted to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my skin. I am like an owl of the wilderness, like a little owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on the housetop. All day long my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread, and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger. For you have lifted me up and thrown me aside. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your name endures to all generations. You will rise up and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to favor it. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold its stones dear and have pity on its dust. The nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord will build up Zion. He will appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. That he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked at the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, so that the name of the Lord may be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when peoples gather together, and kingdoms to worship the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, do not take me away at the midpoint of my life, you whose years endure throughout all generations. Long ago you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. They will all wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall live secure. Their offspring shall be established in your presence, the word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. The book of Hosea stands first in that part of the latter prophets called the book of the 12. It's also known as one of the minor prophets because these prophets have shorter books, as opposed to Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, who have long books. By the 2nd century B.C., these 12 constituted a unit together. Hosea's ministry to the northern kingdom followed closely upon that of Amos. Amos had spoken to prosperous Israel as a southerner, but Hosea spoke as a native to his own people, who were suffering from a long war with Assyria and in virtual anarchy. 4 Israelite kings had been assassinated within 14 years after the death of Jeroboam II. Not all aspects of Hosea's life are clear, but scholars have reconstructed it from the first 3 chapters. Hosea deals with Gomer as the Lord deals with Israel. The prophet's personal life is an embodiment of God's redeeming love. Accordingly, the sensitive prophet, obedient to his call to take a wife of whoredom, married the prostitute Gomer. She bore three children, none of whom had Hosea as a father, and then left him. But Hosea brought her back publicly, and again took her back into his own home. Hosea's ministry dramatizes his message. It is unified by the dominant theme of divine compassion and a love that will not let Israel go. At the heart of Hosea's preaching is a gospel of redeeming love. Israel is a luxurious vine that yields its fruit. The more his fruit increased, the more altars he built. As his country improved, he improved their pillars. Their heart is false. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars. For now they will say, "We have no king, for we do not fear the Lord. And a king, what could he do for us?" They utter mere words. With empty oaths they make covenants. So litigation springs up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria tremble for the calf of Beth-Avon. Its people shall mourn for it, and its idolatrous priests wail over it, over its glory that has departed from it. The thing itself shall be carried to Assyria. As tribute to the great king, Ephraim shall be put to shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his idol. Samaria's king shall perish like a chip on the face of the waters. The high places of Avan, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. Thorn and thistle shall grow up on their altars. They shall say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." Since the days of Gibeah, you have sinned, O Israel. There they have continued. Shall not war overtake them in Gibeah? I will come against the wayward people to punish them, and nations shall be gathered against them when they are punished for their double iniquity. Ephraim was a trained heifer that loved to thresh it, and I spared her fair neck. But I will make Ephraim break the ground. Judah must plow. Jacob must harrow for himself. Sow for yourselves, righteous. Reap steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped injustice. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because